Okay, so it's the 18th of April 2012 and got up pretty early this morning, around sort of 6:30, or was it 6:15, something like that, and got myself ready for work again in Aylesbury. Left here nice and early and made my way over there. Got to Silverstone around 9 o'clock-ish and then started setting up bits and pieces in the visitor centre of Silverstone, ready for my training day. So, set that up. The guys turned up about 9:30. Then spent the morning in one of their meeting rooms, going through lots of rules and procedures and how we're going to operate. Going through the guide of the map of all the driving areas and logbook use and various other bits and pieces, including the GD matrix and things like that of a coaching approach. So that took us up to about 12 o'clock. And then I said to the guys, right, we'll break for lunch. But then shortly after that, had a phone call from Oakland's Plastics, who were delivering all our blue and white barriers. And they arrived around 12. So made my way over to the driving area to get that unloaded. Loads of them. So it was actually good that I had the driving team with me. So that was lucky on that one, because it was going to be yesterday and then I'd just been on my own. So luckily for me, I had a lot of help there. And with me training today was Nev, Michael Walker, Des and Rachel, and also Graham. Good bunch. Seemed to get on really well with all the bits and pieces we were doing. So that was good, and I'll put a picture of them guys up helping me just unpack the blue and white barriers in a minute. So in the afternoon, they spend quite a bit of time in A classes, driving around the driving areas, getting familiar with all the routes and things like that, and also what to do, suggested things, where to do it and when to do it, and also completing logbook and stuff like that. Because Michael and Nev were on hand, they were good to help and assist on that side of the business, as well as navigating around the areas themselves. So all good stuff on that one. Then I also showed them around the Mercedes Pavilion, and we also used it for a bit of a brief and debrief on various bits and pieces as we went along. Today was all about getting used to the courses and understanding it, and people have got a better picture now, which is ultimately what we need. Just as I was about to leave later in the afternoon, I turned around and Andrew, my boss, was there, and it was good to see him. He was having a little look around the area. He'd been spending the afternoon at Milton Keynes going through several different situations and scenarios, so it's good to see him, and Rob East was there as well, and it's all starting to come together, which is nice. Then made my way back home. I was going to say, actually, the weather today has been horrendous, and you'll see from the picture in a minute, we're standing there with big grins on our faces, unloading loads of barriers, and right behind us is the biggest black cloud you've seen ever, and it's been like that. Big, heavy downpours, then not too bad, then heavy again. We dodged it enough. We got that stuff unloaded in time, and we took shelter in the cars when we needed to. But all in all, a successful day. On the way home, pretty much similar sort of thing, weather-wise, pretty bad. Got home and then had some good time with Ellie, and and another thing that's been great today is when I got back, Claire sent me an email with a link to all the pictures that her friend Philippa did for us, and they're really good, awesome. And those are the sort of things that you're going to keep with you for a long time. So we'll be picking the best ones, probably sticking them on the canvas and having them at home. So, yeah, very pleased with those. Anyway, that's it for me today. I'm going to shoot now, but until next time, goodbye now.